Really Want To, written by Dot Sayers and read by Flower Parish. This is a The Pit fic, rated mature, featuring the relationship Mel King / Trinity Santos. Tagged, quickies, pre-relationship, and inappropriate use of the on-call room. The beds in the on-call room really are fucking awful. Trinity rolls over for the fourth time in 10 minutes, winces, and then gives it up to lay on her back. She's never been a back sleeper, and now she's staring up at the ceiling with its singular glow-in-the-dark star. After the shift she's had so far, she really needs 30 minutes of uninterrupted rest, and instead, she's so wired it's like she can feel her nails growing. For purposes of professionalism, which she is capable of, fuck everyone who says otherwise, she's left her phone in her locker. This is the first time at the pit that she's actually considered reading one of the ancient journals that are stacked up here, if only so she can snort at anything obviously outdated, but that would require sitting up, and she'd rather not. She's also considering rubbing one out, which usually gives her the same boost as a power nap, but the environment is enough of a buzzkill even without the definite endorphin crash that'll come with a lonely orgasm 30 minutes after treating a 16-year-old with a vibrator stuck up his ass. Plus, she'd have to get up to lock the door, and she kind of can't be fucked. It's another few minutes of ceiling gazing later that the door creaks open. Trinity rolls her neck to look over and lets herself grin when she sees that it's Mel on her way in. "Hey, melatonin," she says, as Mel goes to sit on the opposite bunk. "Need a break? It's a real party in here." Mel grins back at her, which is a weight off Trinity's mind. She's still a little traumatized from the time she came in here and found Mel crying over a lava lamp app on her phone, which she'd responded to at the time by turning around and leaving immediately. Later, Mel thanked her for that, which Trinity still thinks is a little weird. "Just taking 10, says Mel. She kicks her feet a bit as she talks, sensible heels of her sensible shoes bouncing off the underbed drawers of the other bunk. "I went too close to Robbie on a do-as-I-say day." Trinity snorts. "Bad luck. Collins sent me here for a nap. Think she's mad at me." Collins was halfway through an exploratory ultrasound when Trinity tripped over a cart with a pericardiocentesis tray on it and narrowly avoided sending everything flying. The fact that she managed to save herself and the tray did not convince Collins to let her stay for the actual procedure. "Nah," says Mel, probably trying to be soothing. "Passed her by South 15 a minute ago, and I think she's pissed at Gloria. Perla told me Antoine heard them getting into it over patient satisfaction scores again." Collins has been in attending for just over a month, and Trinity has already seen her and Gloria ready to throw down 3 or 4 times. She's pretty sure Antoine is running a pool on when it'll devolve into an actual fight. "Still," Trinity says, before she pushes herself up to sit, "I could do with a power nap, and it's not fucking happening." Mel nods soberly, then smiles. "Conscience keeping you awake?" She reaches across the narrow gap between bunks to tap Trinity on the knee, a little gesture to show she's joking. Trinity rolls her eyes. "Never. You know I'm a heartless bitch, right? Some guy in chairs told me all about it like 2 hours ago." "Oh, I don't know about that, Dr. Santos," says Mel. She's still smiling. Then she unhooks her stethoscope from her neck, puts it in the earpieces, and rests the diaphragm right over Trinity's heart. That shouldn't be enough to make Trinity shudder. She squirms a bit as Mel just listens, with the same clinical focus she employs in her work. Trinity can hear her heartbeat thudding in her ears, actually, as she imagines Mel putting that focus to work on some other, very particular parts of her body. "You know," she comments, after a few long seconds, "this would work better if I took my shirt off." "An excellent point," says Mel. She leans forward, free hand reaching for Trinity's scrubs, a slight flush rising to her face. Then she stills. Unless you were joking. Trinity answers that one by glancing at the door. Mel locked it. Oh, thank God. Then, grabbing the hem of her scrub top and yanking it off in one smooth motion. She's got a tank top on underneath. She's not a total slut, more's the pity. But it's still a little cold to be going around without sleeves. Mel just looks at her for a long moment. Trinity's starting to think this might not have been a good idea. So, says Mel, across the panic that's just sparking in Trinity's fingertips. I am getting some signals. She hooks the stethoscope around her neck again and shifts closer until their knees are touching. Trinity resists the urge to grab her shirt and cover herself up like a morning after scene in a rom-com. She's being so brave about this. Yeah, says Trinity. Fuck it. We've got at least 10 minutes before an attending notices we're gone. My record for getting a girl off is 8. 8 minutes? Mel asks. Her voice cracks a bit. She's shrugged off her branded hoodie, but Trinity grabs her face in both hands before she can take off her shirt. It's easy, kissing Mel. She's got a very kissable mouth, not too dry, but also not too sloppy, a regular Goldilocks situation, and she approaches kissing with the same focus and dedication she does everything. She's definitely getting a good grade in kissing anyway. Trinity moves one hand to pull her closer at the waist, so that she ends up basically straddling Mel's lap on the on-call bed. Mel's glasses press awkwardly against her forehead in this new position, an ache she actually can't ignore, so she pulls back slightly. Four eyes, she says, affectionately, as Mel folds them up and puts them on the coffee table. You ever think about LASIK? No, says Mel, blunt as ever. I look weird without glasses. Trinity puts her hands on Mel's face again, pressing her cheeks in, and looks closely. Yeah, kinda, she says. Mel, honest to God, snorts at that, eyes shut and crinkled at the corners. Trinity valiantly ignores the way her heart skips at the sight. Stupid lesbian pulse. Then they're kissing again, which is way better without the hard line of Mel's glasses pressing into her face. Mel pulls away after a little while. Her face is flushed, rising up in blotches, and her braid is coming loose. Clock's ticking, she says, when Trinity raises an eyebrow. You've got, 6 minutes and 10 seconds. To beat your record, I mean. Trinity is struck with a sudden and deeply uncharacteristic sense of, like, sexual responsibility. And you're definitely cool with the Grey's Anatomy-style workplace fuck. Can't hurt, says Mel with a shrug. She checks her watch. 5 minutes. Trinity isn't going to beat her record today, but she gives it a hell of a try. First step is to push Mel back on the shitty cot and straddle her, bracketing her thighs with her own knees, hands pressing her shoulders into the mattress pad. Second, once she's kissed Mel again, might as well, she figures, when she's so kissable like this, she shoves her hand into Mel's pants and goes to town. Mel is wet enough that Trinity's fingers practically glide as she searches, blind, for her clit. It's the sort of multitasking she enjoys, kissing up the side of Mel's neck while she makes tiny, punched-out noises when Trinity presses and rubs against her. She's soft and pliable, and Trinity can't help but appreciate the feeling of her tits pressed up against Trinity's own chest, trapped in a sports bra, and still kind of perfect. Her wrist is already starting to hurt, sign of a long day and a lot of time updating charts with bad posture, so she's honestly glad when Mel stutters and spasms through a clearly pretty satisfying orgasm. There's little tear tracks flowing from the corner of one eye down to her ear. Trinity licks it off before she sits back. She checks her watch. Not quite a record, she says. Her voice is rougher than she expected. But not bad. Rematch sometime. Sure, says Mel. She's putting her glasses back on when she pauses. Do you want me to? She makes a vague gesture with two fingers that makes Trinity snort. Nah, I'm good, she replies. She presses her thighs together and grins at the hot, stinging feeling in her gut. I'm gonna drive home, get naked, and jerk off on top of the sheets. Really treat myself. Mel blushes again, hot and fast, as she's pulling on her shirt. Should have done that before the glasses, probably, given that they get stuck on the collar. But she grins back. Sounds good. Have a good night, Trinity. She leans forward suddenly and presses a soft kiss to the corner of Trinity's mouth, fleeting, then essentially runs out of the room. Trinity finds it cute, which is probably a bad sign. Then she works the rest of her shift in a good mood, freaks out Whitaker with a photo of her latest debridement, and when she gets home, she does, in fact, strip naked and jerk off on top of the sheets. After she's come down from the high, after washing her hands in the bathroom with a towel barely covering both tits and ass, she checks her phone and sees that Mel's texted her. It's a maps link to a restaurant, then a date and time with an emoji of a rose. Nerd shit, Trinity thinks, but she sends a rose back. All in all, she's going to call the shift a success. The end.